Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, angels? It's your girl, Adina Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
You make me so happy, like I wanna take you out to eat. You make me so happy, like I just lay here and watch you sleep. You make me so happy, like I wanna bring you breakfast in bed. You make me so happy, like a daydream, I can't get you out of my head. You make me so happy, like I'm giving you a key to my heart.
You always make me so very happy on a fantastic Thursday afternoon. How's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear, and welcome to the zone of LOTO Radio. Before we begin today's broadcast, I'm going to send out a very special thank you to Raheem Devon. Thank you so much for joining us yesterday. And remember, family, his new album drops at 12 midnight, The Love Reunion, available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. And for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And speaking of adventurous, this very gifted singer, songwriter, Lord have mercy, and simply captivating. Yes, she is. Long awaited second album. This Is Love. She has returned, and I mean, she has blown the doors off with this new album. So it is my pleasure to welcome to the zone the very talented Elise Stone. Quinn, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm great. Thank you so much for that beautiful introduction. I feel so special.
Well, you are definitely special. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. I had an opportunity to go back and listen to the first album In This Life. And I listened to it very intently. And one of my favorite songs on that album was Can't Get Enough. And the reason why that was my favorite song, because it reminded me so much of Carly Simon. And listening to your voice, seeing your stage presence, you remind me so much of her. I mean, you just kind of close your eyes and wait a minute, she sounds just like Carly Simon. And what I wanted to ask you, seeing some of your live performances, do you ever kind of step back and say, wow, I'm actually doing this? You have an opportunity to go back and just kind of review your live performances. That's actually me doing this, because you expend so much energy and so much building that kind of that connection with the audience. I know it has to be draining after a show, after a live performance.
Yeah, it's funny. Sometimes when whenever I sing anything, I try to always make it new every time, even if I've already done it a bunch of times. And I put everything into it, all my feels. And sometimes, yeah, when I'm done with the show, it almost feels like you just had like a night of drinking, or you're hungover, you're brain dead a little bit, because I put so much into my craft, you know. So yeah, you're right. And sometimes it's actually hard to have a intelligent conversation with someone after because of that, you know. And I try to explain, you know, people don't always understand that, but sometimes they do. And, you know, most people are cool. But yeah, you know, it definitely can be draining. But I love it. You know, I wouldn't trade it for anything.
One of the things I get from you is that music is your muse. A lot of times people have, it can be very challenging to express one's feelings as far as being able to communicate, and as you say, have intelligent conversation with someone. We live in a digital age, everything less text. There's no more picking up the phone and conversing with people. And I see now that you have this vehicle where you're able to reach and touch so many people through your vocal power, through your vocal prowess. I've always said there's a major difference between being a singer and being a vocalist. And you're definitely a vocalist. How have you seen yourself improve from your first album to where you are right now with This Is Love?
I definitely noticed the influence of the past, 5 years in this new music, you know, moving to New York from South Carolina, purposely to kind of get my butt kicked over here and get on that grind again and remember, right, you know, how hard I worked to get to where I was. kind of why I moved. And yeah, that happened. So I definitely see like the growth in not only my music, but me as a person. I think a smart move for this new album was to co-write on some more stuff to be able to reach into yourself and pull more out, you know, from another person's perspective, another person's collaboration. I think for the first one, I was very in control and wanted to be in control of everything because it was my first. And nothing wrong with that either, but I feel that the co-writing really brought out, you know, other elements that maybe I didn't realize I had available in my soul, you know, and just, you know, logically with music that maybe I didn't think of before. I'm really happy with it. I'm really.
You know, it's something you said that really caught me when you just said, you know what, I was in complete control of my first project. When you have that level of control, how challenging can it be to relinquish that control and share as far as the writing and everything working on the second project? Again, when you have that level of control of your music and say, wait a minute, you know what, do I really trust anybody to do me or help me? Because nobody knows me better than me.
Right. Yes. Well, I think it's a matter of finding the right people, you know, the people that you feel you can trust and you feel like you can be yourself around. Sometimes those uncomfortable situations are good too, to get you out of your comfort zone. And some of those, I definitely would maybe butt heads or we'd argue about things, but I think that pushback is healthy and good. And actually, you've probably seen the movie, the Queen movie.
Yes.
But they mentioned something about, you know, he mentions that when he leaves and he's like, well, you know, I'm going to go off on my own. And then he comes back and he tells them, yeah, I worked with all these new people. And the problem was no one was arguing with me about anything. No one was challenging me. And that's such a real thing, you know, that really hit home with me, because that's such a real thing. When someone challenges you, you get more out of it, you know, because even if you don't agree with them, it kind of instills more confidence in what you're doing. Like, no, this, now that you've challenged me, I realize that this is the right thing to do or not. And I think that really helps with the growing process.
Well, it definitely resonates through your music. What has you most proud about the new album, This Is Love?
I think that the song structures might be my strongest yet. And I like that it captures all different elements of my capabilities and my feelings. So, you know, you have, but it's still cohesive, you know, so you have like the R&B feels, you have the rock, soul, a little bit of blues, a little bit of funk, white jazz influence there, but probably not as much. I think that I'm really proud of the collaborations, but I'm really proud of the song Holly, especially, which took me like 3 years to write for my best friend who passed away. That might be my favorite one, the most proud. You know, I feel like it stays with you. The melody stays with you. It captures the soft sweetness, but you know, there's still like the power and the passion with the belting out and the choruses. That one I'm really proud of. And I feel like the storyline is exact to what I wanted to say, which is not always an easy thing to do.
Without question. We've all lost someone that's very dear and dear to our heart.
Yeah.
When you lost someone of that magnitude, that was that close to you, meant that much to you, what was the process as far as, I guess, the healing process? Was it part of the healing process as far as writing the song? And did you find any comfort or solace in, as far as basically, did you make it seem like you were actually singing to her, an ode to her, expressing your love and reverence to her?
Yes. It was actually very hard. It was very hard for me to finish that. My healing process was, to be completely candid, was rough. And, you know, because right when I moved here to get my butt kicked. So she passed away right when I moved here. So I really, in all senses of that phrase, got my butt kicked moving here. And the depression was real. And it took me a little while to get outside of my comfort zone and kind of like leave the apartment and go network like I was supposed to, you know, being in a new city. And, you know, I would write some things down here and there, like I have to write this song, because she always wanted to be a musician. It was a dream of hers, and she supported me to no end. So it was important for me to word it correctly. But I think what I was able to finally show was that you know, I thought about how she influenced me in my life. And one of the things she always did was kind of help me organize things, you know, whether they be physical things or my schedule or talking to fans or supporting me to encourage me to take opportunities or to succeed. And it just kind of embodied, you know, this song just kind of has everything that she wanted for me and everything that I felt about her. So it really was like a healing release to finish that and share it with people so they can kind of get insight into who she was. And so I can say what I needed to say. And,
you know,
and you know, musically sound, you know, I just
right.
really love the song.
Without question. I mean, I was getting
humbling,
ready to say
you
that.
Know, I'm not trying to.
No,
yeah.
No, not at all. Not at all. You just have me sitting here just thinking because, you know, the term friend is used very loosely. And I think once every blue moon, you find someone, not a friend, but a family member, a part of you, an extension part, an extension in a very the extension of who you are, someone that is
yeah.
there for you. They're not looking for anything. They don't want anything. They just care about you as a person. And it's
yeah.
very challenging to have that kind of vibe around you, especially in this industry that we call music, because it can be a very cutthroat, very cutthroat business. What
oh,
has
yeah.
it been like?
It's a roller coaster. It's not easy.
It's really not, especially being an independent artist when you are complete control of your destiny. But I love that because no one can dictate to you what you're doing and what you want to do. What do you feel? How do you feel being an independent artist and having that level of control over your career?
Well, through my experiences of trying to not be independent in the beginning and being let down or led astray, I definitely appreciate the independence because I probably work better, you know, with the creative control that I have. But sometimes it's very challenging to not have all the right members of the quote unquote team, you know, the business team that you need to
the
get
machine.
Your foot into certain doors. yeah,
the
machine, the
machine.
Or, you know,
the machine.
Just getting your foot in the door, certain things that, you know, maybe I should be a part of, but I'm not because I don't have this person to advocate for me in this area, so-and-so, you know, and so on. So that, you know, that can be really challenging. And it's an ever-changing, I mean, as you know, I'm sure, it's ever-changing business. So every time you think you have a handle on it, you understand it, it's completely different the next day. And now everything is so digital. Now everybody can get everything for free. So, you know, money is always an issue. So without the support of the label, like in the old days, you know, that's very challenging because everything is so expensive. And of course you're not, you don't have your insurance, you know, all those things that go along with like a regular job you just don't have. So there's a lot of challenges that you face. And also, you know, I was writing about this the other day on social media to remind people, like, thank you so much for putting up with the constant posts of myself, you know, because what people don't realize is, like, I am selling a product, you know. My
right.
product is actually me. So it can be really also taxing on your emotions because you are selling yourself, you're selling your life experiences, your pain, your passion. So, you know, there's also keeping that mental stability is a challenge of being happy or not, you know, taking criticism too hard to heart and all that. So it's just very challenging. So when it works, when things work and you see those little movements and you're moving up and you go back on your dream board and you realize I am in the right place. You know, you forget that sometimes because you're just constantly hustling, you know, and people don't even know, like, my album's 6 songs long. It took me 3 years to make, you know. That sounds crazy to some people, but that's how it is, you know?
Well, when
yeah,
it means
fun.
Something, it's going to, yeah, it's going to take time. I mean, you just can't, let me just write this and just put it out or just throw it on the wall and see if it sticks. I mean, if you really respect the art form, it's going to take time. How have you been able to manage a personal life with music? Because music can be so demanding. How have you been able to do that?
Well, I'm always single. You end up dating people you work with, which never works.
I have two of my staff members here in the studio clapping, and you go.
Pretty much always by myself. It is nice to have like a partner. It would be nice, you know, to have a partner in crime with the same visions. But you know, you end up always like you're always touring in different places if you end up with those people. So. I actually made a point of this the other day. It's funny that you're asking me that now because I feel like I'm in some sort of positive transition phase where I'm making that more of a part of my practice. So I'm making sure to go places when I have time off, you know, where before it was just every single thing I did, like I don't want to meet you at the bar if there's nothing to do with music there, you know, it doesn't appeal to me at all. But lately, a couple times a month, I try to do that because every time I do, something happens. Even if they're not involved with music, I'm meeting someone who works on videos, or I'm meeting someone that needs a song for a commercial, or, you know, or I get really good at playing an arcade game because, I went out, which is good for the brain, too, because it's important to have the balance. And all of that stuff contributes to the craft, you know, even if I go out and it doesn't have to do with music, you know, whatever experience I had, I might gain something from that, some insight with someone else's life that could trigger, you know, a great song subject.
You know, it's funny. So. Every artist that I've had the pleasure of meeting or conversing with, they say that one of the most challenging aspects about being an artist is showing a sense of transparency, letting people in. Mm-hmm. Showing a side of themselves that other people may be, you know, maybe a little bit too leery to even show. For you, how important is it to you to show that, have that kind of transparency and vulnerability to the listeners who really respect your music?
Well, people who know me really well know that it's not difficult for me to be myself because I'm definitely sometimes to a fault and way too open about my feelings. So for me, it's very natural. And I think I just don't feel comfortable being anyone else. So even at my most uncomfortable being myself, I think that it's important to show that, you know, who I am, since my whole career is art. I think it's very important and it's easy for me. Yeah.
Now, how many songs didn't actually make it on the new album?
Probably like three, but they're not even really complete. I just felt like those six, they could be complete, but we didn't add them. I didn't feel like they were cohesive enough to the feelings of all the other ones. And I guess technically it's an EP, but I'm calling it an album. I felt like everything I wanted to say for that, marking that moment in time, was said. And so, there's probably about two or three songs that could have been on it, but I decided not to put them there.
It's amazing. We go from 45s to 78s to singles to EPs to albums. My Lord, they are changing. But you know what? One of the great things that I found so refreshing about the new album, of course, This Is Love, is that you have such a mixture of different styles of music. One of the songs that I just completely played over and over again was Flying High, featuring Derrue Jones. My goodness. How did that collaboration come to be?
Actually, that one's probably the most interesting to me. Before I moved here, I would just come and stay for a month or two at a time with my friend Adam Fallon, who is a co-writer on that song. He's not playing on it, but he co-wrote it with me. And we actually had he had played the, like all the verses, those chords, it's like four chords. He had that, and then he had a totally different outro section that I didn't end up using because it actually is a song that exists already. So I took it away, but, and then, you know, when I would stay with him to transition to move to New York, we would just work on music all the time and just see whatever we would come up with. And so that song really embodies the whole transition of me coming here and remembering, you know, to have self-love, you know, that's kind of the vibe. Like when I walk with purpose, remember to keep your head up. Remember, like, remember who you are. Remember the strong, beautiful person that you are in the face of challenges of moving to a new place and doing new things and whatever you're going through. And so that kind of sets the tone for the record for me, because it was the first one written in this period of my life. And then all the other ones came to follow based on experiences that I had in the last few years. Daru has such a signature drum sound, so I thought it was important to mention his name as a feature on that one.
It's an incredible album. And to all the listeners out there, you make sure that you go purchase the album. No need to fear. The Teddy Bear is going to give you all the pertinent information so you can get this new album. But far be it from me to deprive the many listeners of some pure music, natural, organic, shaken but never stirred. Let's get into one of the many hit singles from the new album, of course. This is Love with Flying High with Elise Testone here in the Zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy. We're flying high with the lead testimony from the new album, This Love, available as we speak via Google Play, Amazon, iTunes, and also on Spotify. But you know what? To get a direct connect, stop by Elise's Bandcamp. Go to elisetestonemusic.bandcamp.com and to get connected via social media, because we are in a digital world. Lord have mercy. Stop by her official website, elisetestone.com. I ask, my love, you spend a lot of time in the studio. When can we expect some upcoming performances? As a matter of fact, when are you going to bring your lovely self down here to Houston, Texas? We would love to have you perform here in the studio.
That would be great. I would love to do that. I don't know. I don't have any plans yet, but I'll have to make some.
Okay.
I am working on new stuff now. I'm writing with a lot of different people now. It's really, I can't say exactly what's going to happen or how soon, but there's definitely some stuff in the works. In the meantime, I'm doing some fun videos with different collaborations, live videos I'll be posting. For one coming up with this band out of Miami. It was really fun. They just came here the other day. They had a full horn section and they just came into my living room. We just met. I sang them part of a song I was writing and they filled in the rest and we made a video. So that's coming out soon. A lot of exciting things happening. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's nothing better than having a free for all jam session when everybody just comes together and just collaborate and just do their thing.
Yeah.
It's organic. It's nothing planned. And I think that's what music is always—it's always meant to be that way, natural and organic.
Yeah.
If you could get in a time machine and go back, let's say 10 years, what would the Elise Testone today say to the Elise Testone 10 years ago? What kind of conversation would you have with her? What would you tell her?
Well, I'd be like, "Don't drink that milkshake." No, I'm just kidding. I would say. No, I look great. I guess that's it. I guess I would say remember to have fun. Remember that to not take everything too seriously, because I think that there's definitely been points in the past where, you know, the stress of doing something on a national scale like American Idol, you know, could get confusing in your decision-making moving forward after that. So maybe I took myself a little too seriously at times, and, you know, there's a lot of things you think you should do, and you sometimes might ignore your internal compass, your gut. So I think I would probably say always trust your gut and make sure you're still enjoying what you're doing. Obviously, be smart about the business, but don't take anything too seriously, because that can really lead you down a bad path.
Without question.
Yeah, the energy is so important.
Right. I mean, life is a journey. We learn from our experiences. We either learn from them in a way that it makes us better people, or it'll take us in a different direction. And I'm going to tell you something. I see nothing but great things from you. There are a lot of vendors that tune into this show. So, hey, if you need, do what you got to do to reach out and get this very talented artist, whatever you have to do, plane, train, automobile, if you have to take a camel, I don't care how you get here. Just get here when you can. Yes, Lord.
Okay.
And for those who are tuning in late, shame on you. But the teddy bear does forgive you. We're being joined by the captivating and super talented Elise Testone. My love, this is definitely your home. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let us know. Yeah, I find your voice captivating. It takes me back to a more simpler time when music was really music. I know I'm dating myself a little bit, but that's all right. I'm cool with the skin out, man. Yes,
yeah,
Lord.
Wisdom. Years are wisdom.
Absolutely. And to all the McDonald's and Burger King, she meant no harm about the milkshakes. We all love our milkshakes. It's all right. Don't even. it's all right. But thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us. Much continued success. And I'm looking forward to that video. As soon as the video is ready, we will definitely put it on our website, okay?
Thank you. Sounds great. Thank you so much for taking time and supporting. I really appreciate it. Your pleasure to talk to, for real.
My pleasure, my queen. Have a blessed day, okay?
All right, you too.
All right, bye. The very talented Elise Testone here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Remember, family, the new album, This Is Love, is available at elisetestonemusic.bandcamp.com, also on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, but you know the teddy bear. You got to live just a little bit more adventurous. Head over to Amazon.com. I've seen the need. I'm here to fulfill those needs. Let's get lost in some more of Elise Testone, new album. This Is Love with Something Told Me. Lord have mercy. Living with a teddy bear in the zone. Melville. Oh, yeah.
You take your time, ease on in. I lose control in your embrace, but never win. You make my chest feel so damn tight. My heart ain't even got a chance to put up a fight. Something told me it was right. I can't believe that something told me it was right. Down every dress in town, but here I am dressed up and waiting for you now. Won't let no woman pass you by. You taking every chance you get to satisfy.
Mercy, Lula Brown, Don't Come Easy, in the zone of LOTO Radio. Again, want to send out a very special thank you to Elise Testone. Thank you, my queen, for joining us. And remember, be sure to get that new album, This Is Love, available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and also at Amazon.com. And connect with her on social media through our official website, of course, at EliseTestone.com. And also, you can also purchase the EP, our album, directly. Stop by EliseTestoneMusic.bandcamp.com. EliseTestoneMusic.bandcamp.com. Lord have mercy. And speaking of something fabulous, so to speak, let's get into it. Here's the latest from Raheem Devon, one of his wonderfully written singles from his new album, The Love Reunion, dropping tonight at midnight with Just Right, always here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
You love so good. Testify.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Listen.
Feel some kind of royalty.
Testify.
I want it, you are my loyalty. I gotta testify. I want it, you are my fidelity. You both knew me and me.
Matter, baby.
I feel God when you lay next to me. And you.
Just right.
I need you to testify. You for stepping on me.
I think it's something. Cold-blooded. What more can I say? Thank you.
symptomatic. Cause everything about you feels so right. Just can't break the habit. Gonna put it on the line and pay the price. All day long I think of nothing else but you. It's true. I just wanna keep you to myself and help let you.
You got me so wrong.
Again, it was a beautiful experience and definitely a beautiful vibe to have Elise test on. Remember, family, get that new album, This Is Love, available everywhere through all social media, outlets. And for those who tuned in late and missed the interview, no need to fear. Teddy Bear has you covered. You can also listen to the interview in its entirety through your phone. Yeah, we're on iHeartRadio. All you have to do is type in these words. L-O-T-L, The Zone. We got you covered. Or if you like Spotify, tune in where you can tune out all the negativity and also on iTunes, type in the same thing. And also stop by our official website to get all the latest updates at lotlradio.radiowebsite.co. Again, the official website is lotlradio.radiowebsite.co. And also we're on Instagram at instagram.com/LOTL Radio, The Zone, on Facebook with the same handle. And last but certainly not least, Lord have mercy, we're on Twitter at twitter.com/LOTO Radio. Won't you join the teddy bear tomorrow on a beautiful Friday? Knock on wood, but if it rains, hey, I got something for you to soothe your soul, like Linus's blanket. I'm gonna keep you comfy, safe, and sound as we welcome very gifted singer songwriter Mr. Brian Owens. Get into some new music from him at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 12 p.m. Pacific. West Side, always the best side. Lord have mercy. Well, I want to thank you for supporting the teddy bear and riding with me and chilling and vibing, all the good things, all the adjectives that you can put onto it here in the zone. Definitely, definitely much appreciated. We're going to leave you with my man, St. Paul. Yeah, St. Paul Peterson. He has returned, new single. You gotta love. That's all that's left, family. So on behalf of me in the zone, my cup runneth over with honey. Until we see you again on the other side, God bless, and always keep it soulful here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Stay out of sight. When we come together, we're gonna be all right.